Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us now is Mercer County head wrestling coach Steve Speaker. You have to tell me, Coach, the wrestling season is not over, right? I mean, there's still wrestling to take place, even though you haven't been able to do it for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. We always say there's two parts of the season, and this is definitely the second part. We're going into a new territory down south. We haven't been there for a long, long time. We went to the seating meeting last night. Overall, I think we fared pretty well, but we have to understand we need to definitely wrestle.
I know everybody is kind of in the same boat in this area of the state. Now, your last meet was held two weekends ago at the Bob Mitten Invite. And by the way, we're talking to you on a Friday morning, and I think the last official practice was the Thursday before the Bob Mitten Invite, which was over 2 weeks ago. Can you talk about the impact of not having the regular wrestling workouts and then, you know, for basically a two-week stretch, and then you get back into the swing of things, you know, on Saturday, trying to advance to the next round?
It's definitely tough. These guys all year are battling their weight. Most of them do a pretty decent job of managing it, and then you roll into not having really official practices. You're allowed to have some open gyms here or there. So on top of trying to stay in the sport mentally and knowing what they've got to do and how to sharpen their skills a little bit, now they've got to battle their weight on their own. And some of the kids don't have that discipline to go work out on their own. So the last 2 weeks have definitely been tough for us. But I think overall, I think we'll be okay. Like I said, Coach Hofer and Mr. Petrie's allowed us to have a couple open gyms here or there. So we've been on the mat a little bit, not as much as I would like. But the couple days that we have, the guys have gotten after it and definitely are starting to grind a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, you try to, you know, get back into match condition for these kids where you haven't had a match for 2 weeks. And then you haven't really had a straight up, you know, consecutive days of practice. So in terms of just that impact of getting out there for 6 minutes, well, you know, it's going to be more than 6 minutes if you have multiple matches. How do you think that's going to play out on Saturday?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Because back in the day, Mr. Kroll, Doug Kroll, told me once when I was running cross country that every day missed of practice is 3 days you have to practice to get your conditioning back up. So, unfortunately, I think he's right. So I definitely do believe we're going to gas a little bit, but maybe everybody else is going to gas as well. I'm just hoping that we are still in a little bit better shape. Traditionally, that's what we're known for. So hopefully these guys can mentally set themselves in the position that they know they're going to get tired, and they need to embrace the fact that they're going to get tired and wrestle for the full 6 minutes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you get one practice in. We're talking to you on a, you know, the Friday before the regional, and then you get the wrestling on Saturday. But I assume, you know, the Friday practice, you can't go completely crazy and say we're going to get all these practices that we missed back into this, you know, single day before a regional.
No, absolutely, you cannot. You get in there too hard, and then everybody the next day's really, really sore. All their, you know, their legs and their arms are sore. So you got to kind of ease back into it. You would like to hit the ground running, but for the most part, you get in there and do a lot of lies, and you go from that situation instead of running and doing body conditioning stuff. So, like I said, most of these guys are okay, but we'll definitely see the impact on the mat.
Now, when you have a situation like this that we've had the last 2 weeks, does the IHSA, they don't allow any allowances with this type of drastic situation where you've had multiple days off school, multiple days without practice? There's no changes in terms of going into a regional situation like this, despite all the, you know, practices missed and meets missed and stuff like that?
Well, they do. Christmas, December 26th, they gave us a 2-pound growth allowance, so 120-pound could actually weigh 122, which is nice. But then if you roll into the situation that we're in now, where we just have not had school, if you get a pound for a day, so, and we can only get a max of 4 pounds with their allowance. So if a school in our region, regional this year, does not have school today, we would be able to have an additional 2 pounds. Our 120-pounder could actually weigh 124. The weather wasn't bad enough for us to cancel, but maybe it was bad enough for one of the other southern schools. That would definitely help. But as of right now, the way it stands, I haven't heard anything back. So we just get our normal 2 pound growth allowance. So they do help, but everybody's got to have, there's, you know what I mean? Somebody cannot be allowed to practice prior to your meet or your competition.
Okay. And, you know, two things in play here on Saturday for Mercer County Wrestling starts at 10 down at Knoxville. You try to get as many kids as possible onto the individual sectional next weekend. And then, two, you try to get the team on to the team dual sectional. So how do you size up, you know, the point standings heading into to Saturday, and kind of what do you think the keys are to get the team onto the team dual?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, every year I go into a regional. For the past couple of years, I've went into our normal regional up here as the underdog. And last year, everybody, I mean, there wasn't a coach in the building that at the beginning of it would have said Mercer County was going to finish second, let alone be in the championship run for the last match. Not even Mercer County Kid Wrestling. It was the last match of the regional tournament, which decided the fate of Erie, Alfredstown, and I. This year is a little different story. Kewaunee is definitely gunning for us. They're practicing and they're focusing very, very hard on us. And so is Knoxville. We went to the seating meeting last night and they didn't have school, but they were allowed to practice and they were still at their building at 6 o'clock. So Knoxville is another one that's just, they're going to come with us fully loaded. If I can get my kids to believe that we're not the big dog on the street like everybody thinks we are, and we definitely can wrestle. We do wrestle the way we normally do. I think we'll be fine. But if we go in there, sports have proven the fact that, you know, if everybody thinks you're the number one seed, it seems like you always get knocked off and you don't end up where you want to be. It happened a couple times in the NFL this year. So we just got to be focused and be greedy on our points and how we do it, and I think we'll be fine, but we definitely have to wrestle. We definitely do.
All right. The Eagles headed down to the Knoxville Wrestling Regional Saturday. Again, the regional starts at 10 a.m. Coach Speaker, good luck to the Eagles this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Steve Speaker, the head wrestling coach at Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.